Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Great to have you with us on the program today. And our guest is Hobie Smith, who at age 75 says that he has finally figured out what he is. He's a guy who is driven to innovative thought. He has a BS, MS degrees in geology with exploration geologists in Alaska and elsewhere for decades, a decorated combat engineer officer, outdoorsman, author of 18 books. He's published over 650 YouTube videos and had his own podcast radio show, Hobie's Outdoor Adventures. And his newest venture is in the business promotion and entrepreneurship area, during which he researched and founded his own new business, Hobie's Knives of China. He used this experience to help solidify his ideas and publish them in his new book, Ideas for New Businesses, Finding Ideas for Starting Your Million or Billion Dollar Business. The booklet is designed to help others discover which of their passions has the potential for not only being a successful business, but one that has sufficient money-making potential to accomplish your life goals. With us on This Week in America is Hobie Smith. Hobie, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much for that glowing introduction, Rick.
Well, you have done so much, and you continue to explore, come up with new things, new ideas. You're helping so many people, and I'll give you the website information here in a little bit. A lot of the ideas for the book came out of the Hobie's Knives of China. We'll sort of use that as a reference point during the discussion today. We're talking about how to conceive of and start your own million-dollar business at any age. You did it while you were young, middle-aged. You've done it now at age 75. One thing that you talk about is, it's interesting, robots are coming for our jobs. We keep reading that in the newspaper, and you keep saying, pay attention because it's going to change things. Talk about that and how we really need to be on the lookout for things we can do ourselves.
Well, yes, it really is. Well, just earlier in the week, Walmart said they were going to displace several thousand people because of robots. And one of the largest manufacturers of electronic gear that we all own, Foxconn, says they are laying off 10,000 people because they don't need them anymore. And in every other business you can think of, including radio broadcasting, by the way, things are becoming automated. And people are being replaced. So consequently, it behooves anyone to conceive of and think of something they can do on their own that has some real money-making potential.
And we'll talk about how we look for a business, for a service that we can offer that will make us some money during the course of the program today. Hobie Smith is our guest on the program. It's interesting, too, because at the same time, we're seeing all these articles that retirement money is running out. So even if you retire, thought you were set for life, you suddenly realize I need to get back in the marketplace and do something as well.
Well, that's certainly true. And it's always best if you can start out with something that you own a piece of, or all of it. And then that you can call your own, and no one can take it away from you. Now, a lot of people are very reluctant to start their own business. But really, you know, you only need four things, and you've already got one of them, and that is you. So you base your own business on your own experiences. You have nothing else to work on. You observe the experiences of others. You can see what you can borrow and buy and steal from them. You are sorting out different possibilities. That's the third thing that you need to be able to do, to be able to make a series of choices and narrow them down to one business that you can really devote yourself to. And then, finally, make a decision, decide you're really going to do it, and follow through. And if you accomplish these four things, you can establish a successful business.
Hobie Smith, our guest on This Week in America. The website is very simple. We'll talk about the knives here in a second. Hobie's Knives of China blog.co. You can link onto that directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You have the first thing you talk about is you have to have a passion. You have to understand yourself. You have to use your experience. You have such a vast background, the resume that I read in varied areas. When you decided, I'm going to look into the knives of China, became Hofi's Knives of China, let's talk about that. How did that idea begin? How did you decide, this is a business that I'm going to embrace, I'm going to passionately get behind, and I'm going to make successful? How did you find the knives?
Well, I was interested, even in high school, with coinage. And one of the most peculiar styles of coinage was the Chinese knife money. Money that actually looked like a stylized knife, about yay long, as a matter of fact. And as it turns out, these were indeed based on the real thing. So I had seen copies in the U.S., I'd seen them in museums, and I'd seen them on two trips to China. And so what I decided to do was to remake these knives out of modern steels. And since I also do outdoor cooking, perfect the designs myself in my own workshop at my own house, and then ultimately sell custom knives, which I'm doing right now, and more significantly, sell the design and production rights to these new patterns of blades. It's very difficult to come out with something really new in today's market. But you have to have a new wrinkle of something if you're going to be really successful. And if you're going to make any real money, you really need to be able to market worldwide.
And we'll talk about that here in a second. By using YouTube, and I mentioned all the videos that you've done YouTube videos, low-cost YouTube videos for a number of countries, not only in the U.S., but I believe overseas, China, I think Italy, you've done some videos there as well. The book we're talking about is Ideas for New Businesses, Finding Ideas for Starting Your Million or Billion Dollar Business. You'll find that at Amazon. Link on directly to our website and get that information. And, of course, Hofi's Knives of China, that's the latest product that Hofi's been involved in. The website, blog site is hofisknivesofchinablog.co, and get information there as well. The way you're explaining it, the way you structure this, because so many people think, if I'm going to start a business, especially something like Knives of China, wow, I'm going to need a couple million dollars to get started, to get everything, the process going. I get the impression that's not necessarily so. If you know what you're doing, you know the path to follow, you can do it with a minimal amount of money.
True. For the cost of a modern car, it's not difficult to spend $50,000 on a car.
Exactly.
I've done my business. I have a shop in my backyard and on my back porch. I don't have to commute to work. I'm already here. I advertise on YouTube video. They're free. I do this very well. I've done YouTube videos for Nissan, for L.L. Bean, for David Pietrasalli in Italy. They've gotten me speaking engagements paid for by the People's Government of China, by the way, in China, as well as in Austria, in Vienna. So the YouTube videos cost nothing to put up. You control exactly the content. You can put them out when you want them, where you want them, say what you want them, and keep them up as long as you want. So if anyone is exercising the creative crafts, or if they're selling a service, then certainly YouTube videos are one way to go, and I say the main way to go these days, if you're going to make a worldwide impact at minimal cost.
Yeah, it used to be that you would hire an ad agency. You would put, again, a considerable amount of money into like an account for them to spend to target your market. With YouTube, social media, you're able to get to that market for a fraction of the cost before. I want to go back, and you've got some ideas how to select the best possibility for yourself. Intense interest in whatever you are undertaking. In the case of the knives, what type of research, what type of knowledge did you bring to the table when you decided this is a product that has worldwide interest and I can make an impact worldwide with this particular product?
Well, I am an outdoor writer, an outdoor person, and I've been writing in the knife market for more than 20 years. And I've been published in a lot of the Krause annual knife magazines, Knife World, and many others. So I know the market. I was also interested in cooking. And it's very difficult to bring out something in the knife market that's really new, that's not a copy off a Loveless knife or a Randall knife,
right,
or a Bowie knife. We have enough makers of Bowie knives around. So I wanted to make an impact of something new and something useful. So these knives have a Chinese derivation. And so it enables the user to use a really unique knife and make meals of quality and character for their family and guests using implements that actually have some cultural link with the food they're preparing. So this, I felt, was a market not only in the U.S. for people who wanted to cook in the Oriental fashion, but also even back in China.
You know, it's interesting. Hofi Smith, our guest on the program, the book we're talking about is Ideas for New Businesses, Finding Ideas for Starting Your Million or Billion Dollar Business. It's available at Amazon, all of their online book retailers. As you're going through that, you really understand the market. That knowledge comes through. So you grab something, and all of us have an area of some type of expertise, whether we're in that business or whether it's a hobby and we have some background information. You talk about how to get all of that information together, and then you talk about gathering people who know more about aspects of your business than you do. And I would assume that falls in the research category. Talk about how we go about doing it, how we pull that together so it's not just us and maybe we're not looking at the proper aspects. There's something we're missing. How do we pull people together to help us through this process?
Well, it's entirely possible these days to have a multi-million-dollar business and operate it with five people, even though you're manufacturing a product. Your factory is elsewhere. It may be in the Orient somewhere. You might have a marketing guy. You might have a financing guy. You might have a promotion guy and yourself. And that's it, guys. What you are looking for is somebody who knows more about that particular aspect of the business than you do. Now, I'm a designer, and I do a great job of designing these knives. And I have enough skills to make knives, and I do. But I also have a very skilled knife maker who finishes out some beautiful products. And so he is the one that's actually making most of the production knives that we actually are selling right now is custom order knives. Now, in the your case, for example, if you knew that you wanted to do something, but you didn't have the skill to do something, then find somebody who does. Interest them in your program and get them involved in your business. But start off with the idea of you not owning and operating a factory or company. You don't want to do that. You want to sell the idea. You want to sell the manufacturing rights to others. You don't want to be bothered with all the labor issues, all the cost of putting up a factory. Use somebody who's already got one going. All you want to do is sit back and collect the royalty and collect the rights. And that way, you can manage a large company with large output, with very little input, actually, from you.
And there are so many ways now that you, if you think about, okay, I'm doing business with someone in China. How do I get money? How do I go through all of this? There's certainly ways now online. It's very, very simple to do your monetary business worldwide.
Yes, it is. One way or another, but it varies from country to country and business to business. My last book, for example, happened to be edited by a guy in Hungary. I might have the next book printed in China, actually. So it depends. You think wide, and you think of your market as wide. Now, there is one other thing that I do. If someone comes up with an idea and they want to bounce it off me, I do have a service. If they send me an email and say, okay, this is my concept, I'd like to talk to you about it. I'll talk to you for an hour. You send me what you want to talk about, and I'll think about it. We'll have a group conversation. You can bring in as many people as you want, ask as many questions as you want, and I'll send you back a written report about actually what transpired, and all of this for $200. Now, that's a bargain, guy.
Yes.
So if you have something you want to bounce off somebody and get some real input, okay, I'll do that for you.
And you can get the information. The website, once again, that we're talking about is for the knives, Hovey, and that's H-O-V-E-Y, Hovey's Knives of China blog.co. The book is Ideas for New Businesses, Finding Ideas for Starting Your Million or Billion Dollar Business. It's available at Amazon, other online book retailers. And you can go directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Link on there that takes you directly to Hovey's website. You can get information there on how to contact him, so you can get information on if you wanted to do a business. And a couple minutes left in the program, and the one thing that you talk about that's key is be nimble enough to adapt to changing markets and conditions. And I'm sure this comes from personal experience. Just when you think you got it all figured out, something happens and it's back to the drawing board. So what, everything is in pencil that you're working on, obviously.
Yes, you have to be able to roll with the punches. If you have a set plan and it's absolutely rigid, it will fail because the market is just too variable, and I don't care what your skill set is. So be able to roll with the punches, take the opportunities, even though they may be slightly out of your line as when they appear. If you can do the work, my God, jump on it and get it done, guys.
And you've got a guideline you follow. There is nothing in human experience that cannot be turned into profit by an inventive mind. So the thing, the key is just don't put up limitations around your thoughts. If you've got a passion, follow that passion. And the program has been very informative in that to start a business, you don't need hundreds of thousands of dollars. You need a creative plan, and we've talked about that. You can get more information by contacting Hovey direct. And again, it's all in the book, Ideas for New Businesses, Finding Ideas for Starting Your Million or Billion Dollar Business, available at Amazon, other online book retailers. The example we used is his Knives of China. The website for that is Hovey's Knives of China blog.co. You can also get a hold of Hovey with your own business idea and sort of refine that and see if there's any place to go with that. Hopefully we're going to have you back on another program. We're going to talk about something, another interesting topic, but thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
You're quite welcome.
A lot of great information there. Again, the book, Ideas for New Businesses, Finding Ideas for Starting Your Million or Billion Dollar Business, available at Amazon, other online retailers. Information, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages. Actually, the message is Hovey. He's got a very important message for us. What product do you have for us today?
This episode is brought to you by Misty Mange, the hair care product that you and your pet can share. Do you have long, heavy hair? And does it get wet and sweaty in the summertime? And you wish you had less of it? Well, with three applications of Misty Mange, your hair starts falling out in hunks. And you may have a bleeding, bloody scalp for a while, but you will have less hair as the result, and soon you will have as little hair as I do. So remember, for the all-natural hair care product that you and your pet can share, Misty Mange is the way to go.
And we're back after these other important messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.